Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's good, callers out there? You just reached and you're listening to Technical Difficulties. This is the TD Show, and I'll be the host for the most, JJ, the X-Man. Today's topic is definitely going to be on point. This is for everyone that's, you know, you had a stressful week. Week was all fucked up. Maybe you had a good week. I don't know. But, it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. The topic today is Get Crunked Friday. Yeah. If you smoke, if you drink, I don't care. Mainly I'm on the drinking. That's me. I'm a drinker. I mean, but if you smoke or if you do all this shit, you could be, you know, Kindly could fucking call us up in 347-215-8388. You can poly back, chill. Maybe you smoking now. You know, you got a funny story. You know I mean, we're talking about just everything. Parties popping off. You know what I mean? Who's going to what club? What has been done? What rapper's done this? What rapper's done that? Who's gotten fucked up the most? This is the spot to be. Introducing motherfucking SD in the building.
Yeah,
definitely doing it. This is a topic. Today's topic is definitely about you, Doug.
It's about me, oh Lord.
It's about you. It's about La Cubanita. It's about 6'4". It's about my nigga P. It's about everybody out there that be getting smoking that Skrilla. Smoke
good.
That skunt. You drank that lick. Me, I'm on Patron, man. Patron, fucking Grey Goose and Red Bull. That's it. That's all I order. Let me get a Goose or Red Bull. Don't put none of that monster shit in there. Red Bull. If it's not Red Bull, I don't want it. Definitely got 2 hours of us. It's actually 1 hour and 55 minutes. I'm just waiting for the rest of the camp to come through. I mean, they probably drove the fuck up, high the fuck up. You know, so you gotta give them a little time. It's Friday. Gotta lay back. And since we're laying back, I gotta let my man P come in up on this.
Uh-huh.
Yo, P.
What it is?
What's goody, nigga?
What up, playboy?
What it is, man? Chillin', man. You know what I'm saying?
SD, 6'4"? Six four is in the matrix right now, but you know. He'll be at you at a store near you.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I'm holding it down for the camp. You know, we out here.
What's going on tonight, man?
Oh, well, tonight is
right
subject,
just,
man. Crunked up is fucking Get Crunk Fridays, man.
Okay.
I mean, so we talking about, you know, niggas out there smoking, drinking. I mean, whatever your high is, call us up, let us know.
Crack shit.
Huh?
None of that crack shit,
talk about
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to shit on nobody's high, like.
None of that crack shit.
Yeah, I mean,
none of that dope shit. None
if you do that,
crack,
you do that fucking that putting shooting candy in your arm.
That shit is a no go.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling that shit, man. Matter of fact, I'm not really feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all.
Well, yeah, we're talking about
that nose candy, nah.
We're talking about the Mary Jane and some something to drink. When y'all sit.
Or haze.
Exactly.
Haze in the cup of Henny or something.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? That's what we're talking about. You know what I mean? That's the real shit. That's the only shit I really fuck with. And tell you the truth, I ain't never smoked trees before. I mean, I would do it, but my fucking job does random fucking drug tests. And my dumb ass, I get caught. Someone told me, you drink pickle juice. If you drink a whole bottle of pickle juice, it'll fucking go away, some shit like that.
Where does Cuba need that?
I don't even know, dog. I mean, I guess she's in the Matrix as well.
Yeah, she's definitely in the Matrix. Reloaded.
Yeah, Matrix Reloaded. Yeah, man, we gonna fucking, I mean, while we waiting for niggas and shit, I mean, I might as well fucking start it off with the Styles P.
Uh-huh, blow your mind?
Huh?
Blow your mind?
Ah, damn, I just scrolled up on that. Fuck it. Oh, yeah, I'll play that shit. You trying to hear that shit?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my mind blown at home.
All right, no doubt. We're going to fucking play Blow Your Mind, Styles P. It's not a game. This fucking remote control will go over the 100th. All right, there we go. Yeah, y'all keep it locked, you fucking jerk-offs. Chat room about to pop off. Fucking 347-215-8388. It's your boy P. It's your boy SD. It's your boy JJ holding shit dead down for 2 hours straight. Eight. Alpha.
Light it up in here, yeah, put it in the air, see if I'm a puppet, yeah. You should find out, I came to blow my mind out. Passing and you drop it, I'ma put you on timeout. Like your phrase, I'm smoking, mirror ring, I'm the open. In the tub, but it feel like the ocean. I swear to God, I be floating, and I don't need a car to be coasting. You can say that I'm boasting, but this is FP, and I know my time. When I hear showtime, I'ma blow my mind.
Something I'm so I can just blow my mind.
Light it in the
too. I have dreams of Amsterdam every night or two. I feel good, the sky couldn't be a brighter blue. Sun looking like a tangerine. You got green and it's mean, brother hit me like a tambourine. I need a minute to myself, second to myself. Pass the Dutch on the left, whoever second on the L. I'ma need candy cause I know my breath is gonna smell. I don't get sleep, but some good resting off of L. Mind blown, time flies, time gone. Miss my exit on the highway, I ride on. Another one getting my good times on.
Something I'm so I can just blow my mind.
Light is in the air.
Blow
hey,
my mind.
Hey, hey, hey.
Blow
hey,
my mind.
Light is in the air.
Ooh, something I'm so
roll
you can
it,
just
hey,
blow your mind. Just blow
hey,
your mind.
Light is in the air.
Blow
hey,
your mind.
Light is in the air.
I'm gone, the yak of the wine gone. Eyes look stone shut, but what, I'm grown. Over 21, come over to my zone. In less than 2 hours, see a 50 box blown. Loving the smell, feeling the texture. And we got a whole lot, but we still getting extra. Guess what's on the menu for breakfast? With the ghost if you want to get messed up.
Something up so I can just blow my mind.
Light is in the air.
Blown away. You know. Do what you do.
bungee jump or something. Speed in the car. Do whatever blows your mind away. I know it blows mine away.
Whoop something up so you can just blow your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely blow your motherfucking mind away. What's up, fellas? Y'all back?
Yeah, put your lighters in the air.
Oh, definitely put your lighters up. Definitely put your lighters up.
Fuck. Yeah, I heard you talking about that Patron, man. Patron is what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. I know Patron motherfuckers definitely. That drink bottles. Like,
yeah.
I drink that shit like a bitch, man. I mean, I took a sip. I got to mix with something, man. If I dare to drink Patron without anything in it, nah, dog, it's not going down like that, man. I'll sip it like a little bitch.
Wow, you gotta take that back, man.
Well, a lot of motherfuckers say that if you drink it and then squeeze your nose together, it kind of, you know, takes the fucking, you know, the taste, that nasty ass taste out and shit.
All you gotta do is throw something like that.
Yo, SD. Snoopy Dog. Where the fuck SD go? Yo, P. Oh, man, these motherfuckers just shot the fuck out. Anyway, what's good, callers? I mean, what's good, ladies and gentlemen, germs, dogs and cats, Uncle Toms and Uncle fucking Pats, Auntie Pats. What's going on in the real world? And shit, really, you know. Oh, man, SD just fucking called back. Phone is trash.
Nah, my phone's far from trash. Just minor malfunctions that need to be worked on.
Technical difficulties, so that's why niggas get away with the shit, you know what I mean? Hold on, this nigga P. Yo, P.
Yo.
Are you good? You good, doggy?
Yeah, this is freaking T-Mobile, man.
Oh, T-Mobile, huh? Yeah.
Whack, man. Whack juice is going on right now.
It's mad whack juice. Whack juice.
Sprinkle some crack on it.
Oh, man. So what's good, fellas? What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling, man.
What's going on in the hood near you?
Falling back in the cut. You already know how I play. I play the Band-Aid role. I don't like to be on radar too tough.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to movies tonight and see that Saw 4, man.
Oh, yeah!
See what?
Trying to go see that, man.
Yeah, Saw 4 is definitely going to be jumping,
Saw
man.
Saw 4? Oh, Lord.
It's definitely going to be popping.
That's how it goes.
Huh?
That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah. You see the other Saws?
Do I see what?
Did you see any of the other Saws?
Nah.
Aw, oh, damn, you fucking up, man.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you definitely. I'm telling you right now, though. You see that shit, man. That shit will make you want to see the other ones. I saw the last preview I saw. Black Boy was in the. He showed a Black Boy. You know the cop? The brother? Black dude.
Yeah.
Alright. He fucking. The black guy, he came in that room. Apparently, I don't know what fucking is going on, but. The one cat was like, live or die. He's talking about how, you know, under the pig mask is a fucking somebody, I guess someone in his past that needed to be locked up or whatever. The moral of the story is, motherfucker came in the door and the shit started, so her hair was wrapped around some tool and it kept pulling her hair. So it's like the brother had to like try to get out of the chair, or he could just leave the bitch. I would have left the bitch, but he's trying to get out the chair and shit, and she starts screaming real loud, and they cut it off and said, Saw 4, in theater,
yeah.
26.
That's crazy, man. It's going to be crazy.
That shit's going to be whamming, man.
I'm going over there right, too.
Huh?
I'm going over there right, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
sip on something real quick before I go up in here.
Ain't no other way, Ak.
You said no other way?
It's no other way, man.
There's no other way for what?
I said there's no other way. There's no other way, man.
Nah.
Gotta get right before you hit the theater.
Definitely gotta get the pregame on before you go out.
Man, I ain't been to the theater in a minute, so it's like, I gotta get right and really get back in the theater with these hoes or whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's gonna be a whole oasis at the movie theater tonight. For some reason, man, girls love that shit. They love that scary
it's
shit.
It's raining right now. It's raining out here, so, you know, the hoes might be relocated to the Batcave. So, you know, the Batcave, you can always come get warm at the Batcave. You know what I mean? We got the red light special for you and Nathan.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Get your mind right. You know what I mean? Get some of your Patron or your Henny, whatever you like to put in your pimp glasses. You know, let's get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking Patron, Henny, at 151.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna lie, man. 151?
Yep.
That put a hell in motherfucking chest.
Don't take much to get you fucked up.
Yeah.
And the devil springs and all that.
I'm going to tell you what I do, though. You got to mix 151 with 99 bananas.
Well,
you're done.
Nah,
you're
good.
Done! I'm telling you. Unless you're an alky and you've been handling that shit, you're done.
Nah, you're going to be throwing up for 3 days.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm good on that. I like it straight, man. That's it.
Yeah. I know motherfuckers out there mix all type of drinks. There's this one drink called a Lala, and it's mixed with every single fucking Stoli. You know, the Stoli, it's Stoli orange. It's every single Stoli mixed together.
Hold on. Let my son high-five him real quick. Yeah.
Yo.
What's up, baby?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's good?
Everything, man.
I ain't.
How are you?
I'm cooling, man. I'm hanging in there. What's your, our topic today is actually get crunked fucking Friday.
Right.
I mean, this is for all the, you know, niggas and bitches out there. Ladies and germs, fucking, you know, like me, I'm an alcoholic, man. I mean, but there are those others that, you know, smoke trees. I mean, we try and get it out there, like, you know what I mean, who rolls the best blunts, the best blunts, who fucking, what papers do niggas use nowadays? I mean, do BDs count, you know, fucking, I mean, wine coolers or fucking cheap wine, you know what I mean, whatever your choice, man. What's your choice of
females like?
Huh?
Whatever the females like.
Oh, whatever the females like.
I'll cop it for them, and then I'll just cop me some men and shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of females out there be drinking that bullshit, that old Long Island iced tea shit.
Hey, it works.
Yeah, I'm down.
It do.
Yeah, I'm down. Especially when you slip a Mickey in there. Ah.
Mickey.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
How we slipped the Spanish fly to these shows one time. They was coming out their top. They was getting topless in the spot.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. Because they was flying at first. They was like, I need something to drink. I was like, I ain't no belt. I got you. Niggas went downstairs, little Spanish jump off my nail. Next thing I know, they got topless. I was like, let's go.
Mm.
That's what I like hearing.
Yeah.
And that red light was hitting them too, so you already know that. That red light is crazy, son.
You said that red light.
That red light is crazy in them rooms, son. Homie, son, it's crazy. I remember I had these. I ain't gonna say no names. I had these undisclosed shorties in the lab one time. Hit the red light, they was getting all dizzy and shit. Ooh, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's get it in. It's time to go. It's definitely go time. You know what I mean? But, you know, hoes just do what hoes do, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. This nigga 6'4 just entered the chat room.
6'4", whatever it is, nigga.
Yeah, any ladies from the island of Staten? You heard?
Yo.
Any ladies from the island of Staten, I'll be at the movie theater tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look for the freshest dude in the building. That's all you got to do.
Peace.
Freshest dude in the building.
Pete said, mm-hmm. Pete said, look for the freshest dude and pay your way to get in.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that, bro. It's $10.
Yeah, I was waiting for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for that. Nah, son, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? I'll meet up with a chick, but I ain't paying for shit, nigga.
It's $10 an hour.
Yo, yeah, how much is it for fucking for a movie ticket all day?
$10.25, man.
Mm-hmm.
Rape charges, guys. Rape charges out there.
Mm-hmm. That's herbalicious, man.
Man, he's done some easy pass up in here, son.
Yeah, he definitely need an easy pass for a fucking movie ticket. Shit. Fucking,
You're disgusting, dude.
Who the fuck, How is this nigga 6'4 telling me what to do, and this nigga ain't even fucking calling up?
Nah,
talking
chill,
about,
be
please.
Easy. That's the young one ruler holding it down.
The young one ruler.
Mhm.
Oh yeah, that's so.
Good. That's just, you know what I mean, he's doing what he do, but I'm doing what he's doing, what I do.
Yeah.
Not all.
Oh man. Shit is all fucking unorganized and shit.
Rather?
Yeah?
What you talking about? What you mean unorganized? Nigga, me in the building like we never left.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nick, what you want to talk topic-wise? Let's go on topic thing. What's really popping?
Well, let's go on the topic of I don't know about Jersey, but I know in New York. Is it true they have task force where there's a certain day where they fucking look for drugs and they have to hassle young brothers just to try to, you know, make some type of fucking quota that really doesn't matter? Like, is there really a task force that I'm hearing? I think task force Tuesdays or Thursdays or...
Peep game. This is where that shit started. That shit started in Brooklyn first. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? That TNT shit started in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know what I mean? They looked in the bag, niggas, over there. So that shit just graciously made its way across the water over to Staten Island because Staten Island had a little buzz or whatever, niggas getting money or whatever. And
yeah.
So now it's just, you know what I mean, the Task Force Tuesday comes from that shit that Jada said, you know what I mean, Task Force Tuesday, the Knox and the Black Cup. But, like, Thursdays is what the hood named it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Task Force Tuesdays and Thirsty Thursdays. That's the new shit. TNT. I'm not sure. It's disgusting.
I don't doubt when your boy 6'4 is definitely in the building.
Yeah, we know he's
in the building.
We back like motherfucking convertibles, nigga.
Valet convertible.
Well, man, it's the roast style. It's really good. Let's roast.
Yeah, you know, 6'4 in the building. We in the chat room and all of that. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely holding the chat room down.
The chat room, so, like, you know what I mean? We here.
Damn, man, I'm fucking starving. You would thought I just got done smoking, dog.
Yeah, I got this.
I got the munchies, and I don't even smoke. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. That was a good look.
It's that shit.
Yeah, that's that ish. You know what I mean?
So, 6'4", what's good, man? How's your day, man?
Yeah, it's pretty good, productive. I ate well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What'd you eat?
I had egg and cheese sandwich. I had fucking a pretzel. I had motherfucking bran muffins.
Take note. There was no bacon in there.
Isn't bacon or butter.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah. No bacon at all.
A couple of teas, some juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it right.
Yeah.
No need to fuck around.
Nah, not at all.
Pretty much. Yeah, I definitely got some new music and shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got some new music, man. Damn, man, this nigga's phone. Yo, man, y'all niggas phone.
Come on, man. We could just move past that and keep it right.
Kabaj, man. Like,
for real. Right, though. We in the building, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
We in the building everywhere.
Shit. A lot of motherfuckers is, fucking, I got Nana out in East New York listening to this shit. She holding the nigga down. Fortunately, Nana, she doesn't smoke and she doesn't drink. She used to drink. I mean, she used to out drink me though, dog.
No work.
Yeah, man, I would drink like a wine cooler, you know.
You want a wine cooler? Come on, what are you, the female in this situation?
No, what I meant to say was, I used to drink wine coolers. Used to. And we had this little drinking game, and I'm like, I knew Nana was the shit and the female for me the day she took a bottle of Henny. Henny. You know, the little personal bottles, little small ones. Not the little tiny
little,
ones, but
little the five-hour jump off.
Yeah, little five-hour jump off.
Yeah, yeah.
So, bottle, a five-hour jump off of Henny. And as I'm like, okay, fuck it, let's go drink for drink. I put my shit in a little shot glass. She drank,
oh, Lord.
She was drinking this shit, her shit, like it was fucking, like it was, like the shit was fucking Kool-Aid. Like it was a mouth-down shit. Just drinking it, guzzling it. Put it down. Drank another one. It was a 151. Guzzled it. And didn't get no hangover, wasn't drunk or nothing. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Well, I guess because she's Puerto Rican and it's in her blood. That's the only reason why that shit happened like that.
Did it really?
Yeah, I felt like a fucking jerk off, man. Yeah, man. Fucking 6'4 back in the building.
6'50 at the door.
Fucking buttons, man.
This is like a month ago, man.
Huh?
We were chilling. We ordered a couple of bottles of wine.
Huh?
We went through 4 bottles of fucking wine, man.
Oh, yeah?
Bitches were sucking that down like they wasn't paying for it. It's probably because they wasn't.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Fucking
shit. I pray for shit.
And I didn't get any
shit.
Fucking pussy. And I thought I was expecting pussy, but, you know,
Cuddy.
It would have been nice. No Cuddy.
Cuddy. Cuddy's always nice.
Come on,
hey, Cuddy.
Especially
and some cut up.
Like,
Cuddy,
like $200.
Man.
Not that $200 is a lot of money.
Nah, it's not, but...
Y'all heard about T.I.?
These women and this.
What
the nigga's out on $2 million bail. $2 million
oh,
cash bail.
Who that?
T.I.
T.I.?
What?
So tippy.
With his record being so trashed, he's looking at 10 years without parole.
No, or damn.
Yeah. Without parole.
Try me.
Yeah. It's definitely a problem. And I forget, some fucking asshole, he got pulled over and I think it was Redman again. Got pulled over for I think like it was 20 grams or 20 pounds of marijuana.
Yo, I don't know about Red neither, man. I heard
shit
about Red, man. Yo, Red, man. I hope it ain't true, Red. Like, you my dude, son.
Uh-huh.
You my nigga, like, know what I mean? You get your head right when you step to the mic,
yeah,
dog. I just hope the rumors that I heard is not true, dog. Please don't be true, my
what
nigga.
What rumors did you hear?
I mean, I ain't really trying to trash my son Red like
yeah,
that.
No,
I don't know if it's true, like, you know what I'm saying? But I heard some other shit, like, you know what I mean? From some other reliable sources about this nigga and meth and this, like, you know what I mean? They're not even together no more because of some crazy shit, like, and I'm not even really, like, feeling what that shit is about. So, you know, I just gotta be like, yo, Red, man, I hope it ain't true, my nigga. Straight up. Please don't be true. Because we don't need no more cases on our hand, like son's father.
Straight up.
And if you don't know who son's father, you should know who son's father's junior is. And we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it right there, dog, but no homo, man, like,
yeah, Redman said that man's a good lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get his head right now from here and there. I ain't hear his last album, so I really don't know what that's really talking about, but
Redman.
Other than that, I be hearing the hotness from him.
Redman.
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 Yeah, big.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga fell to the wayside.
Wayside.
Yo, Jada.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, Hemi. I think it's a wrap for tonight.
Did good.
Yeah. The rip out, that was important.
Yo, we got someone calling from North Jersey.
North Jersey, stand up.
Yes, in the house.
North Jersey
in the fucking house. Who's this?
North Jersey in the house.
Who that?
Who that? It's the one and only.
Who?
The one and only
what?
All right, what up?
The one and only.
Oh.
The one and only. That's an alias.
Oh, La Cubanita. All right, no doubt.
Remember my voice?
I mean, yeah, but you know.
I feel hurt.
Let you rap what you rap, you good?
Yeah,
I think,
man.
I'm going to cry right now.
Well, don't do that. Now. Just light up.
Light up and get
high. All right, light up. Hold on. Let me light it up. It was called to be lighted on. Okay.
Don't be putting that poofy in there.
Time to light it!
Don't be putting that zoo in there, neighbor.
I want to let everybody know that we're going to Miami.
We don't smoke that zoo.
You're going to Miami.
Yes.
Miami's where it's at right now. I need to get low.
That's right. Miami is where it's at right
now. It's cold as a motherfucker up there.
I definitely need to get low in Miami.
So what you guys up to tonight?
Ain't shit, man. I mean, ain't really nothing popping off, you know.
Chilling
doing
right
what we
now.
Do mostly, you know.
I'm waiting for the sixth day. I'm not even gonna beast tonight.
You're waiting for what?
I'm waiting for the sixth day. I'm not even gonna beast tonight. I'm gonna just relax on the fifth day. You know what I mean?
You relaxing on it? Well, I mean, that's what the fifth day is all about. Like, you know, just getting laying back, smoking, you know.
Yeah, you already know that. Crunk.
Drinking, whatever, you know what I mean?
You know that's in the system already.
Oh, that's why niggas lay it back.
Yeah, man.
I wish I could record that one moment we all heard.
What's that?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, nigga.
Nah, I have no clue.
Should I bring it back? Should I?
Bring it back, because that's what I'm talking about.
Alright. That was that piss be like. I was getting my mind right there. I don't even know. God.
This brother was getting it in.
Yeah, I was definitely burning that.
On Hood Radio, man. I should change it from, instead of being technical difficulties, it should be Hood Radio.
Hood Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Because, yeah, we got Hood TV. Then we got Hood Celebrities. And then we got Hood Chronicles. I mean, it's a different outlook on things, you know, for the hood. Because, you know, the hood is where I'm at least. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I can't say too much for other people, like, you know, sloppy seconds and whatnot, but, you know, that's neither here or there, but, you know, man, like I said, man, I'm in the hood, catch me at your local neighborhood bodega, copping some great Dutchess or something. Getting my mind right off of that Buddha Seth.
That Buddha Seth, explain what that is to the, you know, people out there. I don't know
the
Buddha
Seth, man, that shit that, you know what I mean, that's really needed to be put in the Dutch to get your mind right, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? That shit where you roll up and you pass that and the nigga be like, yo, what type of weed is that? You know, like,
drink your beers, pack your ass, my good man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you turn that shit up, man.
You smell it, smell like fungus. I'm like, damn.
I ain't gonna front, like I said, like I told the caller before, I don't smoke weed, but I will admit that people that I know that do smoke, when I do open the bag and smell it, it just, that shit just has like this, it just smells beautiful.
Yes,
like, it has a beautiful smell, like it's, actually it smells like basil, or barley, whatever the hell that is.
You mean oregano?
Yeah, there we go. Oregano.
That smoke.
But it has a stronger smell than oregano.
I don't know about that.
That's that garbage commercial shit.
Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack her ass, smoke good, man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
Dude, that's that shit, man. I know you got more of that in the arsenal, man. You need to bring that out.
Oh, you want me to bring out the one joint?
I got another
joint from Bada.
Mm-hmm. I know you got another joint. Hit me with that one real quick. That's the funny one.
I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, man.
Hold on. I want to give a big shout out to Living Water. She just entered the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
She has a picture of her and her wedding band. Congratulations. And, yeah. I didn't put this joint on for my man. My man, SD.
Yeah, me. Mm-hmm.
You're driving to Miami as we speak.
Driving to MIA.
Yeah. She's definitely driving to MIA right now. It's cold up here, and she's driving to MIA.
I like Miami Freaks.
Yep, yep.
We got a guest that just came into the building. Welcome, guest.
Welcome.
The topic for today is Get Crunked Friday. Whatever you do to get crunked, whatever club you go to, you know what I mean, just hit us up, let us know. You know what I mean, the funnest thing you ever done when you was drunk, the dumbest thing, you was high, whatever. Hit us up, 215-8388.
Mm-hmm.
I have something dumb that I did while I was high.
Marijuana. Got pregnant?
No, that was not a drug.
Ooh.
That was drunk, okay?
I gotta stop that one.
Oh. Yeah, there is a difference.
I was drunk.
Oh, you was drunk when you got pregnant? Yeah, it is a big difference.
I was drunk when I got pregnant, too.
Yeah,
oh,
right?
You should be the owner of Disney World, then.
Yeah.
For real.
Michael Eisner.
Yeah, that's his name.
I don't know what
Walt
his name
Disney.
Is.
Yeah,
Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
marijuana.
I thought Mickey Mouse.
Marijuana.
I always thought
man,
that as a kid.
This is some bullshit. Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I've seen them.
That's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either.
I feel good too, Sal Bob. We're going to make
some money. Let me tell you my story.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to that party. We're going to get some
one day I was smoking. Me and my friend were in my house.
Fuck this bitch. I'll
what happened?
And, one day my friend came to my house, came to visit me in Florida. She's from South Jersey. And shout out to Eileen. And we're sitting there smoking, drinking. And we're going to leave the house. And she had a set of keys because, you know, she's staying in my house. So during the day, she'd go in and out. She had a set of keys. I had a set of keys. And I'm walking out of my house, and we're just sitting there talking, whatever. And I'm so high and blazed the F out that I just left my keys and locked myself out of my house. Left my keys inside. I walked outside, like, nonchalantly, like nothing. When I go back home, I'm like, I can't get inside the house. I got no keys. I mean, you got keys? She's like, no, I left them in the house. And I had to wait for my brother, a whole, like, 2 hours for my brother to get home from work and open the door for me.
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy.
That sucks.
Yes, it is.
I think maybe the experience might have been worse than the story. I don't know
money,
which one was worse.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to that party. We're going to get some pussy. And I'm going to fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves.
Straight up.
Fucking ass. Shit, yeah. So that motherfucker owe me $10. No, fucking tonight we're gonna rip off this fucker's head, take out his fucking soul. Mommy, if he tries to buy something, I'ma shit in the motherfucker's bag. What's up, baby? What's up, slut?
What's up, slut?
Yeah. You're a rude motherfucker, you know that? He's cute as hell. I could go down on you, suck you, line up a few other guys, make like a circus seal. There you fucking faggot! I hate guys. I love women!
Cheer up,
Grizzly Adams.
Cheer up, Grizzly Adams. You fucking fag. I hate guys. I love women.
Love them.
Love them.
Love them.
Love sluts.
We love the casual women also. We love them all.
Sluts and hoes.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused. Don't
get it twisted.
So, Cuba.
Cuba.
Talk to me.
When's the last time you smoked some weed?
Right now. On my way to MIA.
Oh, shit. I guess high. Rolling on the I-95.
That's right. That's right.
That's what y'all at with it.
I don't smoke, but I drink. Drink
you don't
my
have
fucking ass off.
To be cool. You don't have to do anything to be cool, man.
I'm actually on my way to go drink myself.
Oh, we got a guest in the room from BK.
She's about to get some of that truth serum in her real quick.
She got to get that monkey off her back.
Get the monkey off your back.
And let me get on your back.
BK definitely in the building.
Let me throw that saddle on your back real quick.
You know what? Tell you the truth. The one thing that I think they should do is, you see how it's illegal to smoke weed, but it's illegal to drink? People do more fucked up things when they're drunk. They should really overrule drinking and make it illegal to smoke. And the only reason why I say that is because you never heard of anybody coming home beating the fuck out their wife when they're high. The only thing they do is when they get home, damn, ain't nothing to eat. You can make me something to eat right quick. I mean, but when you drunk, you ain't nothing to eat. You start beating on your wife and she get locked the fuck up. Like, what's going on? Like,
it happens.
Oh, no.
I mean, you never really get angry when you're high.
Dick to beat on. I ain't got no wife, so.
You can get angry, but you laugh it off.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I'm so fucking mad, but I'm high. I don't give a fuck. When you're drunk, you know what I mean? You just become like a dumbass. So I really think they should, like, make weed legal. Besides, I mean, motherfuckers gonna get it anyway, so.
Well, basically.
Why not legalize it?
Hey, I'm not even hearing all that other shit.
I mean, although I did hear that, you know, nowadays, if you get caught with weed, you get a lesser charge because, you know.
How if Giuliani get back in office?
Oh, well, I think Giuliani's running for his life.
If he get
ever
back
since
in there.
That shit with the mob happened.
If he get back in there, he's treating weed like crack, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah, niggas treat weed like crack, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Shorty from East New York.
East New York is in the building. Stop now.
Where's he at in East?
I don't know where he's at in the East.
Tell him I'm right over there.
He said he's right over there, guest.
Right over there, ma.
I don't know who the guest is. I don't know if it's male or female here.
Yeah, man. Shit's ridiculous, man. Shit, I'm gonna fucking play a song, man. Play a song. I got you 6-4. So you know what I mean, that's exactly what I'm gonna do from now on, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play this joint. You know, it's gonna set the mood right. I mean, you fucking pricks out there, y'all hold it down. Set your lot, man.
The mind of work could be a better place if everybody took a break and we all just get wasted. Smoked out, smoked out, choked out, pull another oh.
Hey. took a puff and I realized I should always stay high. So the weed makes me feel alright. If you feel like I feel, I got half on your dime. If you got weed smoking, I'm a real weed smoker. If it's mine, then I would. Since it's yours, you could, you should. If I ain't there when you bless the blood, nigga, huh? Please think of me. Cause you know a nigga love to get high, high, high and free. Smoking all night, feeling alright. Want to get high, so
yeah, that was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. You want to hear the rest of the song out there? Go
Thank
fucking
you.
Download it like I did. Anyway.
You got a gunshot for all you pussies.
Gunshot.
Gunshot, gunshot.
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 Let's go.
Blah, 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 blah. I got a question, Cuba.
Talk to me.
There's this one song that I saw, and it's like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Now, it's supposed to be something, but I think I got hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked?
Yeah. It definitely hoodwinked me.
Okay, niggas definitely sound like they did, because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to play this, and I want to see if Cuba can tell me exactly what the fuck they're saying.
Go ahead.
What are they saying?
He's talking about New York and how much he loves New York and all the pretty stuff in New York. All, you know, all the beautiful stores.
Let's go.
Alright, because it's, I downloaded that song thinking he was talking about weed. Because it was titled Afro Man in Salsa, Spanish Afro Man, because I got high. The salsa remix. And it had a narrative to say Cuban mix.
Yeah, because he talks about that, everything that goes on in New York, you know, all the festivities, all the drugs, everything, just all the people. He's talking about New York, what a lovely city New York is.
Uh-huh.
And he's telling everybody, like, come down, come hang out in New York.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah, come New York definitely is the spot to be. Yo, P, what you think about that, man?
Come hang out in New York, please. This is definitely where it is.
Yeah. Hey, yo, P.
Yo,
what you think about that, man?
About what?
About New York.
About
man.
New York.
Oh, New York is the cream of the crop, man.
So, hold on. Tell them why New York is the cream of the crop, man.
We got some ladies out here to make your eyes water, man.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I'm worried about.
Like, no disrespect to the South, but, you know, we got to, I don't know, son. I'm impressed with New York women.
Let me tell you, I got some good girls here, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't get
it. So we'll make it break your neck over here too.
Yeah,
it ain't only over there.
I mean, it's cutie shorties. Like up here, it's just we got rougher shorties up here.
Yeah. The thing about down south though, Florida, like they're real easy. And the reason why I say they're easy, I mean, Cuba, you from North Jersey, so I'm not talking about you. I mean, before you start.
No. I'm not from here. I only live here right now. I'm not from here. I know that.
Fucking. It's like the reason why I say they're easy, because especially New York guys, when we go out there, it's like they, you from New York? Done deal. You don't have to say shit. You just walk out there and just say some shit like, what's up, ma? Oh, shit, you from New York. You ain't from around here.
It's not like that everywhere no more, dog.
Oh, no more?
New York is kind of getting shitted on by the Southerners. Don't get it twisted.
Ah, shit.
Depends on where you go, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on where you go, because niggas in New York, they fucked it up for niggas to go down there and just chill, not even trying to get in a little hustle or whatever. Niggas just be wanting to chill. Niggas fucked that up, so, you know, niggas really don't like us New York people no more.
Hey, they're trying to get their Street Fighter on, that's why. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I'm good with all that. I'm just trying to lay up, chill, you know what I mean? I hope I don't happen to, you know what I mean, grab one of y'all niggas' shorties or something and just be chilling, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what it is, man. It's like cats out of Philly, no, you know, no disrespect, you know, we love Philly. But a lot of Philly niggas,
man,
don't like New York niggas.
I don't know why, but niggas be chilling, dog.
Because they bitches want New York niggas. But one thing about it, their bitches don't fuck with Jersey niggas for some reason. Because they feel as though Jersey niggas are real easy to, how can I say, set up. If they see a nigga with Jersey tags, they coming at you. Like, they gonna try to set your ass up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Who's the just popping in and out here, man? What's really going on?
Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on with that?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Yeah, man. Honestly, it's the swagger. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been overused and all of that, sure. But what it boils down to is, like, how niggas walk, how niggas dress, you know what I'm saying? How niggas speak and all of that. Like, it can't be duplicated, guys. That's just what it is. Like,
no, that's true. That's true, because I stand out over here, and everybody knows that I'm not from here because of the way I speak. And the way they speak over here, like, they call their kids over here jits and stuff like that, and they use different phrases, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, they start getting nervous thinking we moving in on their operation.
Yeah.
I'm not even with all that. I'm chilling, man. I'll be falling back, enjoying the scenery. That's all I'm trying to do.
I hear that.
Basically.
Yeah, I got a question, man. What if you got high with your boy and you found out that he liked you? How'd you feel about that?
I'm not even gonna jump in that boat. I like one of the females jump in that boat or something.
So you have no answer for that, so
you won't even be his friend, I mean.
Yeah, pretty much you won't be his friend no more.
I mean, I'm going to just let him know, like, dog, don't come at me on no homo shit, basically. We can still be cool and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't come at me sideways with homo activity, because I don't indulge in that. Okay?
Yeah, I won't.
Okay, now, will you really be cool with him? Because you won't call that motherfucker up and be like,
let's go play ball. You stop telling your dog, let's go play b-ball. You stop all that shit.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, man up, nigga. Fucking,
yeah.
Some
yeah.
Nigga.
Oh, shit, man. Well, I mean, that's cool, because a lot of brothers out there would just punch the nigga from, you know, straight up just for you saying that shit.
I mean, there's really no need for all of that. Like, once you make yourself clear, like, yo, son, I'm not engaging in any extraterrestrial homosexual activity. Like, that's it.
Extraterrestrial.
Wow.
I like that.
Oh, E.T. fall home pussy shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fembotics.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Damn, man, it's colder than fucking turtle nuts.
Wow.
Shit. No homo, man. I don't know. Don't ask that question. I don't know, man.
I
got it.
No, it's nice and hot up in here.
Huh?
I said it's nice and hot up in here.
I'm good in the back cave, you dick.
You good in the back cave?
Hot up where?
Hot up where, word. You're my dun-dun.
We
talking to Kuba out here. She knows you.
So what?
Hot up where?
It's nice over here.
Yeah, talking about M.I.A.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about other things.
Come on, man. Stop rubbing that shit in, man.
Stop rubbing that shit in. He can't help it. That nigga's blazed.
Listen, man, I do what I want, man.
Besides the point, man. We keeping it real.
Ain't we keeping the hoodie, man.
Cute, but you don't mind, baby, do you?
Nah.
What's the dumbest thing you ever done, high?
Oh, man. No dumb things are done. Come on, son.
No
like,
dumb
with,
things
you
are done.
You think dealing with
like,
amateurs, nigga?
Come on, like the most out of the day was smoking, like just zoned out because I was mad high or some shit. Like, other than that, I just fall back when I'm zoned out like that. I can get low in my seat and recline it back a couple of notches.
Basically.
But no dumb shit is being done while a reef is in the air. Not while I'm hiding inside the smoke.
Never that.
Sounding like a novice.
Sounding like a novice?
Novice.
Nah, no novice over here.
No not novice facilities going down?
Not true, family. I'm talking about something.
Something
that I heard from my son, Killer Mookie.
Killer Mookie?
Yeah, you know the name.
Okay.
Sounding like a novice.
Yeah, niggas do. You know, that haze, all that, the diesel, not sour, because the original name for, they call it sour diesel out here now, but the original name is the straight the diesel, man. It's the diesel, not sour diesel, dog. And, like, I don't know what that image is. I mean, don't get me wrong, the shit they call sour diesel is rocking out here, but the diesel, the official shit, that shit had you in your ass. It's definitely had you on your ass.
I don't know, but I know that sour diesel had me on my ass.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that if you want.
That shit had me stuck.
Word. I mean, you know, niggas got veteran lungs and shit, so.
Veteran.
Exactly.
Juicy fruit. Remember that juicy fruit?
Not me. I've been smoking since I was 14 years old, and I'm 31.
Damn!
Okay,
damn.
So I've got veteran lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got veteran lungs, but you know, my lungs feel like I've been smoking as long as you've been smoking.
Veteran lungs.
Remember when that juicy fruit was in season? Oh, look.
Yeah, that was that, the crack of weed. That and the watermelon haze. Oh, Lord. That watermelon haze was like...
Yeah, that watermelon was definitely depicted,
though. Oh, Lord. That shit was just like... I don't even know, God.
What's the most you ever ate when you was high?
I ain't even gonna front. I don't even know why I went to, I went to motherfucking, White Castle, God, but, yo, I went in, I almost didn't eat, like, 30 of them shit, God.
White Castle.
Hey, yo, 6'4".
Yo.
Harold and Kumar! Harold and Kumar! Oh, shit.
We know what that is. Y'all suckers.
It's like when you high, man, you just make the fucking, you make the most out of order type shit to eat, and that shit just tastes like a whole fucking entree and shit, like a main course meal. Like you can fuck with oodles and noodles on some biscuits and fucking pour some fucking shredded cheese over that shit, put it in the oven, and just make that shit into a fucking meal. Niggas be good off of that shit. Like, niggas will walk in like, what the fuck is that? Nah, dog. I don't hate on my meal, nigga.
I created this, man.
Yeah, I created this word, nigga. Don't hate on my meal, nigga.
Word.
You not eating this shit, so fucking stop judging my shit, nigga.
Word. Don't judge my shit, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, man. I'm about to make some biscuits right now. Shit.
Biscuit in the face ass nigga.
Oh, biscuit ass in the face ass nigga. Oh, pound puppy face ass nigga.
Ah, you trying to heat on me. I'm about to get on this gaucho wearing in the face ass nigga. Try to go on me. I'll flag those wool boots down to a.
Oh, yeah. Yo, tennis racket shoe face ass nigga.
Ah, I'm about to eat. Foil king in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin and a fake-ass nigga.
We go in and stuff. We can have that.
I'm
about to eat this Cuba Gooding Wayne fake.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Only on
on TD, man. Only on
motherfucking TD, man.
The Flame doesn't have a, she said, like, no.
Have a roasting fest.
Flame
oh!
Not a friend, but sometimes, you know, the Flames get out of order, and we just got to put it in perspective.
Damn, man, I got to find this bitch's page on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga must see this, like, this bitch is out of control. Oh, she drinks, not smoke. Ask her what she drinks, though.
Yeah, what you sipping?
Ask her when the last time she fucking drank.
Hey, word. What you really sipping on? We need to know that. My guess is right.
Fucking.
Bless you.
That was a burp.
This nigga burping his ass.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going on MySpace right now. Y'all can, I'm going to send this shit to the room so y'all can peep this ugly bitch out.
Who's that?
Oh, it's a horror. Oh,
come on, man.
Nah. I don't like giving bitches publicity, but you have to see this bitch's page. Like,
I mean, go to the page. Like, let me check the page out, world.
Fucking pictures. That's the fucking kicker.
God, like, yo, only thing, like I said, yo, I seen the pictures or whatever, and it's like, yo, why do you have a picture on there when you was, like, 15, God?
Like,
what's really going on now here? Like, that's all I got to say about that. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You see the changes. People put baby pictures. I've seen people that have put baby pictures on their MySpace.
I mean,
all right, well, that's cool,
never,
but.
I've never seen that on any page I've been on.
I've never seen anybody that looked like that. Like, that's disgusting.
I've seen pictures of other people's babies. Like, I'm just twisted.
That's not even fair. You can't even see right now.
Oh, yeah.
You picked the one day I'm not at my computer.
Yeah, the one day you're not at your computer.
The one day, right? Thanks.
Shorty's wing anyway. Let's move along.
Yeah, she's definitely. Oh, there goes that fat bitch. And I'll find that bitch.
Jesus.
Oh, she changed the picture, huh? Oh, this bitch definitely fucked up.
Yeah, she changed the pictures because niggas put her on blast probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, now, that says 5/15/2007.
Oh, Lord.
That's one hell of a joint. There are so many things about me I don't know where to begin, but if you're well-educated, good sense of humor, you don't brag because bragging niggas is played out. Make sure everything out your mouth is what you say it is. And then there will be no problems. And fellas, what? Don't try to wife me until the wintertime. Wow. But that's about it. Holla at me if you need to know more. Who would I like to meet?
Yeah,
New York and her mother.
Grizzly. She's a definite grizzly bear.
Yeah, she definitely is. I love New York to tell them bitches how many their asses look.
Yo, why? Yo.
Yeah.
We don't even need to proceed any further with that.
Yeah.
Like, chick here is like, you know, what you call them in the pimp industry, you call them the bottom, yo.
She's the what?
She's the bottom, nigga.
The bottom?
The bottom of the bucket. You know when you bob for apples and there's one apple left?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? She's that chick. Like, after everybody done, everybody done. Yeah, everybody them did what they had to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, come on, man. She needs to fall flat or fall back.
Ooh, no, I found it, dog. I found it.
Come on, she's psycho. Like, I don't even, come on, God, like, stop it.
Everybody, I'm motherfucking.
She's finished either way. Like, what difference does it really make at this point? Listen,
and copy this shit.
We don't even have to harp on that no more. Like, we done fucking, we done killed that. Yeah, we done roasted that
beast
already.
We done killed that roe beast. You know what I'm saying? As Voltron, we formed like the four-man Voltron, and we done slayed that roe beast like already.
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah.
Old
well,
already.
You'll have more jokes after you see. Hey, 6-4, go in the chat room, right?
Yeah, we're already in the spot, man.
All right, now click that link, and when you go to her page, go to View My Pics.
Come on, son. I've seen the pics already. I'm not even interested in these horror pics, y'all.
All right, well, 6-4, you do it.
All right, what do you want me to do?
All right, go to, click that link.
Okay.
And then when you go on her page, click on her pics and look for the picture where she thinks she's sexy and she has a damn blanket wrapped around her ass. It's supposed to be her panties, I guess.
She does clown movements.
Mm-hmm.
She got a
blanket wrapped on her ass.
Yeah, she definitely does. I think it's panties, but it looks like a damn sheet.
Listen, that shit ain't even look. That shit ain't even allowing us to go that way. So,
it's not panties.
Good, like, come on, man. She's trashing the system out here, trying to putting up page up there, trash the system. Like, come on, man.
Oh, man. And it has the nerve to put, stop hating.
Like, come on. Then she had the nerve to do what she did and then talk about stop hating. Come on, man.
Exactly.
You're a clown.
Did y'all see it?
I don't know. I didn't see this bullshit. No, I'm not even with it. But it didn't even go. I clicked on it. It didn't go to it. Oh, there it goes. It popped up somewhere, somehow. Hell. Jesus Christ, I don't even know why I'm giving a profile to you. Like, come on, God, like, really popping. Like,
that's
this
crazy.
This is real talk. Like, I'm not, come on, God, like, she's nothing I would fuck around with. Like, maybe the Jamaican chick that's on her page. Like,
yeah. Hey, 6'4".
I don't know, 6'4" is definitely.
He must be throwing up right now.
Right now.
Oh man, Kuba, if you saw this shit.
Yeah, like,
damn, that's messed up.
I'm good money.
Oh, man.
Schedule program.
Oh man. Yeah. I gotta go to a fucking break just looking at that nasty shit.
Yeah, man, we need to find out who that other guest is.
Low-riding.
We need to find out who that other guest is, low riding like that.
Yeah, we definitely got two guests in the room. One is low riding, one is actually talking. Was really good with that.
Alright, I'm gonna go on a short break too.
Okay, no doubt.
Alright, well look, this is the deal. We're gonna play this new Chic Luch that I found throwing a fucking joint. I ain't telling y'all where I got it, but best believe this shit is fucking fire.
D-Block.
It's called Chopping Rocks by Chic Luch.
Luchi.
This shit is definitely popping.
Chic Luch, you're on, man.
Stay tuned. Head us up 347-215-8388.
D-Block.
The following preview contains explicit material and is rated R. Restricted for those who are not fans of real hip-hop.
Let's go.
Chop up, bag up, finish that, get some more. Take my little paper made, go and hit the Gucci store.
Yeah.
Gym stars, clear bags, and big cars.
Uh-huh.
Your guns is big, but not like ours. I'm territorial. I get money, so the block stay hotter than the Fourth and Memorial. Guns caught, burning. Any car turning, any tires screeching. You see me screeching. I grew up around it. Church, I never found it. Tried school, but rap music kept me grounded. My pants dirty, I quick flush. Wipe my jewelry down with a rag and a toothbrush. I get it popping. No, I get it chopping. Now ain't talking jokes. Low bags of coke. Come and get it, folks. I take big totes and look at the chest in front of me. I'm the you wanna be. Yeah, 100, 200, 300 thousand. Why cop the milk when I could buy the whole cow?
No doubt.
Why bet 100 when I could spin the whole thou? 80 flat top, slicing the eyebrow. I had to get money.
Uh-huh.
The bitch is looking at me, can't be looking all funny. I'm the cook-up man, all white, let that dry in front of the fan.
Yeah.
Getting chased through the park by some fat-ass narc. Lose his ass, find a head house and spark. I've been chopping up before y'all low young soft started popping up, so we could get busy.
Uh-huh.
You don't gotta ask the wizzy. I've been
chopping rock,
The ice cream man like P. Miller, Dawn of the Dead, my got him looking like straight thriller, yeah. Chinchilla, never that, on me cold, hell yeah, I could bring hell here, you f*** with me dog, king of New York, nah, but I got him on a hook, we D-block the mother, straight up shit, if you don't stop, then I won't stop,
never.
Continuously to get, shit.
Yo, man, fucking SD, what you thought about that, man?
Oh, man, you already know how I feel about that D-Block movement, man. Like, Sheik is my dude. Like, he's not the same person he was when he was with Bad Boy. Put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any Sheik fans, you know, the two guests that's in the room. I don't know if y'all Sheik fans or not, but, yo.
What about you, Sick 4?
I don't know what's going on with 6-4. 6-4 is in the zone right now, but, you know, making sure everything's copacetic and whatnot, but we here.
What about you, P?
It's under the app. I might have to download it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Sheik, when SD put me on the D-Block, because I really wasn't with him like that, but
yeah, oh,
they definitely, what's up when it's light-up season?
There's a track I gotta get to you, JJ, definitely, that we gotta put on the air real quick.
Oh, you got a track?
Yeah, there's a track I wanna put on the air, but you know, I'm gonna have to beam that to you another time.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't fucking feeling D Block either at first. I was just feeling Kiss. I was feeling Kiss. And then it slowly grew on me. I started listening to P. And then I kind of left Sheik out, like, I ain't going to be saying shit until I heard this one track with him. I'm like, wow, this nigga's shitting. I think it was when they had beef with The Rock. I'm like, wow, okay. I got to start liking this nigga now.
Yeah, them niggas definitely go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. They vets.
Yeah.
They vets, man. They've been doing this for a very long time, man.
Very long time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas don't know that. And even with niggas that do know that, they show a lot of ignorance because, you know, they're on cots right now, so they ain't really getting nothing.
I mean, no, you got it wrong. They're on cots. They're going to start eating on cots, you understand me? Like, the way it goes on cots, it's like they're not in the school no more, so it's like 50 really can't really rattle their cage as much no more, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're on cots, they're seeing $8 an album, like, you do the math. Sheik album... Sheik first album now. Say if Sheik first album was on Koch, right?
Yeah.
And he's getting $8 an album. His first album was $400,000. Like, come on, son. You already got like a million, maybe 2 million in your pocket already. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all right eating for just going, that's not even going gold. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got 4 mil. So say if your album go plat, you know what I mean? You got some mils under your belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know. Cops is where it's at. I ain't gonna front, man. Cops, holla at me, man. I need a deal. I definitely try to roll Haze and Diesel and Piff when I can afford it. Straight hood. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cuba.
Come on, Cuba. Mira, what's going on, Mira? What's really popping?
Mira, I'm souffle.
Let me say some crazy shit. I don't even know. Dame a beta, mommy.
Yeah, dame a beta.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I said it right, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Dímelo.
I think she understands what I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said she went on a fucking break, so I guess she went on the black people break.
She won't be back till like 5 minutes at the end of the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to say? Is she frying chicken right now?
She's roasting some pollo.
Real Royce con pollo.
It's all good though. We eat. We love pollo.
Hell yeah.
I love Spanish women too.
Yes, I do.
Oh yeah.
Chicken.
I need a Spanish mommy under the wing right now. So if y'all out there listening to me, your boy SD needs one.
Yeah.
Spanish mommies.
Matter of fact, any chicks want to holler at me, man, I'm on MySpace. Kicks are me. Backslash, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm on MySpace right now.
www.myspace.com/kicksareme. Any ladies want to holler, man?
Get it right. Yeah, we watched MySpace set up, too, man.
I had some Spanish arguing on, you know.
Small space
background.
All aspects of the game are locked.
Damn, what the fuck was that?
I don't know, man, but back to business as usual.
Usual.
Going on, P Dollars, what it is, man? What's going on?
I'm chilling, man. I just lift something up, so I'm chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get right. My lungs are a little full right now, but they don't come back.
When they come back, yeah, we always bounce back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, home team definitely in the building. I need the homework, man. I need to see what's going on with home team. I'll be in the matrix. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Kuba, she hung up.
Okay. Yeah, how y'all feel about T.I., man? How that T.I. situation?
Niggas get locked up sometimes, guys.
I mean, I heard you
get locked up
during
your fucking lesson. You got all this money and you acting like a dumbass. It makes no sense.
It's ridiculous, buying mad guns, mad machine guns.
He already can't be touched. He already can't be touched. It's like 50, just like Jake. So it's like, what's the point of buying all that ammunition? For what? I mean, no one already can touch you out in the streets. So why, I mean, it makes no sense. And then it's like, why would you snitch on your own nigga? Because it's like, both of y'all are going to get locked up now.
Uh-huh.
Possibly one of y'all might, or, well, nah. He'll probably get hit with, you know, protective custody. I mean, they'll send him to another jail. Niggas eventually will find out why he's there and fuck him up. So, you know.
Who y'all talking about?
T.I.
I mean, come on.
Oh, the snitch. The nigga that snitched on to y'all.
Oh, the nigga that snitched on to y'all.
Yeah, he got snitched on. And his bodyguard snitched on him. Oh, hard.
I don't think T.I. would just put himself in protective custody. Like, I mean, I don't think he'd do some shit.
Huh?
So I said, I don't think T.I. would just go and place himself in protective custody like that.
No, I'm not talking about T.I.
Oh,
all right. I'm talking about the guard.
Oh, the guard, man?
His fucking bodyguard.
Yeah, he's going to need it.
Yeah, he's definitely going to need it.
He's a pussy.
Yeah. He fucking snitched on T.I. You're going to hit him up with protective custody. T.I. going to get locked up. They're going to send him, they're going to send the snitch across to another jail. And what I'm saying is, niggas always find out why you're here.
Yeah,
he'll find out he's a snitch and he's here for protective custody.
Yeah, he'll definitely be on the back of a milk box real soon.
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to all the ladies on MySpace on my page right now. Cause we
yeah, man, too.
We are definitely going hard right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, especially, yo, Jersey, stand up. Jersey's in the building. Hard body on the page.
A hard body?
Let's go, Jersey.
Yo, I'm going to send this next song out to Jersey, man.
Please do, because I'm definitely liking what I'm seeing right now. So,
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Excuse me as I roll diamonds, puffing on a blunt while I'm watching how high. If we said we didn't smoke, you would call us liars.
Why?
We burned down more trees than forest fires. Right?
Yo, Pete.
come to Chinatown, we could get faded. Right. Two blunts in your eyes will look like we was related. Ain't no baby joint that I'm rolling. Now around here, we puff big L's like Lamont Bowman. Jump 20s in the Philly, I ain't new to this shit.
Nope.
Walk around like I had a split glued to my lip.
Shit.
Watch how I spit on this beat. And I ain't talking about BT when I be taking hits on the street. This is for them dudes that be hating on my sales. I'm like Whitney with it, still waiting to exhale. You think you nice? Guess what, my style's greater. I get high.
How high?
One time I called Sal J-Hope.
Taking the drag, it's like, who in the hell left this ape in the lab, breaking the glass bone? I'm swinging harder than Cassius Swole, the only kid with a Velcro fabric thumb, never dropping a blunt, 2 for 5 rolling, 89 in the bricks is 15 and growing, killer house fair, you know what it mean, it mean your cypher ain't fucking with the Lord of the Rings, dig it, I pack your pipe with nothing but bomb and roll on, like the power stripe under your arm, hold on, in vogue, massive in dough. I'm breaking your dress code. I ain't rocking Kenneth Cole. I just came to get high with styles. A lot my block like D with wider vowels. I'm talking about A-E-I-O-U. My skills already have niggas pressed. Fuck the interview.
Every day. Every night.
I'ma blow it if the sticky kid.
What up?
I smoke mayonnaise jars full of green like Biggie did. My pants, my cigar.
Yep.
My bars be serious. You can't fuck with me, y'all. Point blank, period.
Money.
High and hallucinate. A pound cost 6 in New York. But it's half in Miami, nigga. Move
right.
Your weight. My dimes be 1.0s, 22.2s. Bring a snack and some fruit punch too. And you know I'm the purple stuff. I'm so high that I could piss on the cloud and make a bird look up. Smoking haze in the Hummer while the bird look up. Getting high with the hammer so the herb shook up. I get high like stock and meth and let the monkeys out so I can bring the pain while I pop your chest. It's D-block when the bass is
repping.
All I need is a light and some haze with a master collection. What?
Every day. Every night.
Then off the block to smoke it with stacks. I might be way up out of the detox. Who smoke a clip but he don't need Glock?
Oh, come on, what the fuck, man? This is what shit I'm talking about, man. Technical fucking difficulties. Fucking 6'4 SDMP holding the dead down.
And
already
makes
it high.
You already know, man. Oh, boy.
You know what I hate? I hate when people call you, right? And it's like they call you, and you're calling them. So if you have Sprint, you've witnessed this before. You're calling somebody, they're calling you, and it's like they can't answer because now their screen is stuck because they was calling you. So they have to ignore you, send you the voicemail. And then they have the nerve to call you back. Like, if I just got done calling you, wouldn't you think you would hang your phone up so I can call you back? Because now we're going to be calling each other and not getting through to each other. Like, I'm just going to share that, man. That shit really pisses me off. I'm in the mood for some fucking pancakes, man. At 8:28 in the p.m.
Pancakes?
Yeah. Wish there was an IHOP around here. What I really want to do is go to Golden Corral, but,
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I ain't got no one to go with.
Golden Corral is where it's at, man.
Oh, yeah.
Crew manager, get at me.
He's their crew manager.
Crew manager, get at me.
And crew manager, the big black girl?
Yeah, man. Chocolate, baby. Little sexy eyes on the nice thick waist.
When you fellas coming back out this way, man?
I don't know. It's kind of cold now, so you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to call that one.
Yeah, pretty much. So what y'all fellas doing tonight, man?
Oh no, right now I'm playing the space right now.
Oh yeah.
Seeing what's really going on in the world of the MySpace woes.
So what's popping in the smoke industry nowadays? Yeah, you know what I mean, because I remember back in the day. I don't know if you remember this. You know, back in the day they used to call it banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Oh yeah, I remember that shit.
That was that queen shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's go. Shout out to Stephanie, man. Popping, mama.
Yeah, that was that queen shit. Niggas was, you know, getting the banana bread. What other words they got for them? What other names?
The Piffy, man. Fucking Scama, the motherfucking Murder, that Stinky.
What about Sherm?
Sherm.
Anyone in here ever smoke PCP?
Hell no.
Dust?
Hell no. Nope.
Yeah, I think that's what Sherm is, PCP.
Sherm.
Dust.
PCP.
E-Dog.
That's what you were smoking.
You didn't taste it? That's what you were smoking, dog.
Uh-huh.
You had it. I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get fucking piss test. And the lieutenant got our baggy tells us a week ahead before we get pissed. Before we take our test. Boom!
He got our back.
He got our back. Boom!
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 Yeah.
I think I get that meal now. Nah, no, the fuck you won't. You fucked that up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit, motherfucker, anybody listening out there, man, fucking call us up.
Call us up, please.
347-215-8388. I mean, let us know how you feel. You want to give a shout out, dedications, whatever, man.
So please, you know, the people in the chat room, please call this number.
Yeah, word up. Yeah.
Yeah. What's really going on in there?
Hey, shit, man, niggas is fucking. I'm kind of zooted over here because I'm drinking.
Oh, boy.
We're drinking fucking shots of Puerto Rican rum.
It's all about
Puerto Rican rum. Vodka. I'm eating biscuits loaded with butter. I'm probably going to give me a Wawa hoagie after this.
Oh, boy. No T.I. haters over here, man.
Yeah.
Definitely no T.I. haters over here.
Mmm.
You all right, Pop?
No, I ain't no T.I. haters.
Yeah, I just came back to the spot and seen a lot of T.I. talk. I just had to clear the air real quick. There's no hatred in my blood for T.I. I'm actually feeling Tips of Music.
I just want to play something real quick, man. I know we're playing a lot of music and all that shit, but
we need the 86 that music shit right now.
Okay. I'm gonna send this out to Nana.
Nana, what up, baby?
Yeah, Nana, she beat some bitch's ass in Brooklyn today.
Nice. Oh, you got a MySpace.
Like, fucked her up. Bitch called her a fucking a dirty spick.
I know.
Nana went over there and busted a jaw for her. I mean,
yo.
Then it bust that jaw. Kicked her in her face. Puerto Rican style. I gotta send this song out to her real quick. Oh, well, first, let me answer this call.
Yeah, we gotta answer this
call. Hey, bro. What's up, man? I'm gonna announce you real quick, you know, because people are wondering who the fuck I'm talking to in the middle of our, you know, broadcast. It's Killer E. It's L-E. Ebra.
Sleazy E.
Oh, there? You want to give us a call?
Yeah.
All right, the number is 347-215-8388.
Where you at? Holla. Right. Offer.
We got a caller right now. Obviously calling out of the New York area.
Mm-hmm. New York.
Caller, you on the air. Caller, you on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, what's up? Where you from?
How you doing?
Fine. All right,
how you doing? I'm doing beautiful now. I hear your sexy-ass voice. Where you calling from, ma?
BK.
BK, stand up. We love you.
Definitely stand up. What part of Brooklyn?
You already know.
Uh-huh. Where we at, Triple D?
Who?
Is this
nah,
Triple D?
We don't know who that is. We trying to find that out right now. Who's this, though?
Yeah, no. Or you know.
Oh, is this Nana?
Oh.
Oh, shit. East New York in the building. Hold on, Nana. We got another caller.
Let's go, Nana.
Hey, yo, caller. Who are you and where you calling from?
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
Oh. Yo.
Yeah. All right.
L.E. in the building.
All right, Sleazy E in the building. Let's get back to Nana, though. Nana, you still there, mama?
Oh, Nana, hung up.
See what I'm saying?
Nana,
why you run away on me, sweetie?
Into aggression.
Why you run away on me, sweetie? Don't go nowhere. Come back. We just had to establish that brother Sleazy was in the building. That's all.
Hey, yo, L.E., you smoke or drink?
Huh?
You smoke or drink?
Drink.
Yeah, when the last time you got fucked up, like fucked up to the point where you couldn't walk no more?
Damn, that was a while ago, B. I used to, you know, that was a daily occurrence when I was in the Army, man. Daily occurrence.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Yo, Sleazy, I know you know what you're here for, man. So what's really going on?
I'm here to blast out everyone?
I mean, yeah, man. You know what time it is, man.
Well, you know, that's all I always say, man. It's like, you know, everything is real cool. I'm easy. And... you know, people do what they gotta do, man. Like, that bum bitch shit, that shit, you know, what is it worth? I don't understand. What did you get yourself, you know? That bum bitch shit is crazy. Like, for the life of me, I can't understand it. You know? I don't understand that shit. But, you know, it is what it is, man. What am I gonna do, you know? In retrospect, all I can say is, you know, that bum bitch shit is... you gotta stay away from the bum bitch, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bum bitches.
You gonna be your pockets and shit, man. Fucking bum bitches. You gotta stay away from them, man. But, you know, that's it. So, but only reason why I fuck with her, because Halle Berry turned me down.
Okay, I hear that.
I proposed to Halle Berry, and she was like, listen, I got a man, I'm pregnant, and all that other shit. So I was like, all right, well, you know, whatever. Whoop the whoop, I'll go fucking fuck with his dentadent over here.
hold on, sir. I wanna know where Nana went. What happened, man? Why you hang up?
Hey, call back, man.
Please call back, please.
Please call back.
She
like, and I like touching and moving. She don't like staying and hanging, shaking and moving.
Yeah, she cashes clay out here.
Touch me in the morning and then walk away and shit type shit, boy. Yo, man, when are we gonna make it officially the roast hour? What's poppin'?
Yeah, what happened to the gunshots? I heard the gunshots.
Yo, JJ, man. Where you at? Oh, boy. Definitely resembles the TD show.
Yeah, the difficulties are definitely technical, but yo, man. Niggas,
still here.
Niggas call me Triple H, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We need that anthem for the hood roasters pop off. When the anthem drops, everybody know it's time to go in. Go time. So whenever this man gets back, ladies and gentlemen, you will definitely be tuning into the hood roast.
Yeah, we gotta, you know.
Damn, man. Hello?
Right
yeah,
now.
Man.
Yeah.
Fucking, my fucking computer kicked me off.
Oh, boy, so we can't even get
it. It's definitely technical difficulties, motherfucker.
So we need to, this hood roast time.
Right, well, hold on. I want to send this song out to Nana for whooping that bitch's ass.
Right, you good? All right, Nana.
Go to a spick. Go to a spick and do some fucking baba beans out of face.
Even though you hung up, we'll give you that, man.
Yeah, of course. But, yo, you need to, like, get that shit popping, son. Drop a bomb or something, man, so we can get this shit started, girl. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yo, hey, I'm on the road, man. I remember, I know exactly what's going on.
Hey, yo, nuke him.
It's definitely hood roast time.
Nuke him.
Hold on, Nana, we'll get right to you after this.
If you violate off the top trick, you gotta go. I done held in a lot of shit, and I'm about to pick. Now I think it's time to show you bitches who you fucking with. DJ, that's the name, and I came to bring the pain. Anna on my chest, got me busting at you lemon lane. Yeah, no, you fucking with a street nigga. From the gutter, pimp type slash drug dealer. Born and raised in that M Memphis, Tennessee. Before it's said and done, you bitches gon' remember me. It's only the beginning, I got a lot to say. It's been a long time, and you got hell to pay. Ain't no love, ho, just bring it through the door. I bar none, let my nuts hang through the floor. So if you want some, this is your death wish. Better come correct, because I came to break you off. Trick.
Definitely a roast. You understand me?
Not a problem.
It's a problem, Houston. You
SD
definitely better put
definitely
your war boots.
Problem.
In. Be prepared. Be prepared.
Hey, yo, P is definitely a problem.
Okay, P, let's go, P Knucklehead.
Uh-huh.
We're in the building out here, man.
6'4" is definitely a problem.
Six Fizzle is in the building.
In the building like yesterday, man.
You know what I'm saying? My son P. My son
L.E. is definitely a problem.
My son J.J. in the building.
And last but not least, Nana is definitely a problem.
Let's go, Nana. That's
what?
What's going on. What?
What?
It's definitely roasting time. Anyone you want to shout out, you want to shit on Nana, they want to piss you the fuck off. You know what I mean? Someone getting on your last nerve.
No. Other than you, no.
Ah, me?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
What did I do?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What's going on now? It's free to us.
I don't know what's going on.
What happened?
Hmm?
Well, I don't know, but I got a couple of motherfuckers I got to roast, man.
So let's get to it, man.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. Why the fuck? The neighborhood, and it's not a joke, man. It's like, I'm drunk as shit right now. I mean, I'm hungry. I mean, I'm drunk and I'm hungry. That's odd. Why the fuck? The pizza store right down the block from me stopped serving large pizzas for $5 a pop on Fridays. Why? taxes going up. Now I can't get a cheap pizza. What the fuck is going on with that? Fuck Putis. President of the United States.
Oh, boy.
Putis. Yo, E. You got a fuck you shout out to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say fuck you to all the fat people out there, man. Lose some fucking weight, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not fucking drinking chicken grease and fucking eating chicken gristle and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Save up. Save the bone for the dog, man.
Stop fucking ordering big number 7 Big Macs, number 10 filet of fish with a Diet Coke. You fat fuck.
With a Diet Coke, with a Diet Water or something, right?
Fucking washing their ass with Diet Soap and shit.
Come on, man. What's really going on now here?
Soap.
Motherfuckers, good, fat bitches that wear Diet jeans and shit.
Knowing that they be in the kitchen cooking with lard.
Oh, yeah. I want to give it out. Well, before you finish, Eve, I want to give it out to the fat bitches that have the nerve to go shopping in a grocery store for diet shit. Like, get your fat ass out, and if you want to get something that's like ice cream or whatever, look for it. I'll get a fucking ice cream truck. I'll hook that bitch up, put some NOS in there, some nitro, and I'm going to do like 100 miles, and you chase me around the block, you fat bitch.
On the treadmill.
But yeah, stop going in and getting the fattiest food and saying, yo, let me get a Diet Coke. Stop going to the grocery store and getting diet sodas, Lean Pockets, Lean Cuisine, anything that's diety. But your fat ass gonna sit on the couch and eat that shit, drink it, and go to sleep.
I don't understand that. Your true story, God. I ain't gonna put no one's name in that on blast. But you know, their parents are rather, you know, on the large side, right?
Uh-huh.
So all they got stacked in the fridge and in the cabinets to drink is diet sodas, dog. Like,
and still fat than a motherfucker.
What's really going on now? I'm like, yo, wait, I can't find a regular Sprite in this piece. That shit is wild bananas, but you know, fat people need love too, and you know, sometimes on any given night, on a drunk night, I might be able to give them to them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't discriminate. I just try to, you know.
What about you, P?
Man, you know what I'm mad at right now?
No.
Mm-hmm. I want to get this fucking president out of his fucking house, man.
Oh, he'll be out. Is it January?
He needs to get the fuck up out of here, man. He's a dick. He needs to go kill himself real quick. Man.
Oh, shit.
He's saying himself right now.
sit somewhere in the corner and kill himself.
Yeah, he needs to sit on a gun or something, you know what I'm saying? Fucking hate that dude, man. He fucked this world up, man.
Oh, this world was already fucked up. He just made it worse.
Yeah, he added to it, man. Put the cheat code in.
Yeah, the cheat code and shit. I mean, he's already half a retard. We don't kill him. How the fuck you stutter and you the president?
Do we still have Nana in the building?
And all he is a fucking... Yeah, she's still in the building. And all he is a fucking puppet anyway. The real people that run this fucking society is, what is it, Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm.
They really run this shit.
Congress.
Well, Congress, yeah.
Man, listen to him, man. Fuck all of that political pussy shit, man. Them niggas is bots in the office, man. Niggas is definitely feminine fag females in the office. Coke abusing ass. Want to be here for the black faking ass niggas, man.
Nana said in the chat room she wants to give a big fuck you shout out to the little kids she has to take care of because they're bad bastards.
Wow.
Who's that? That's crazy.
That's how you feel about them, sweetie?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't say that?
That's him putting words in my mouth.
Oh, then what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
All right.
She's just party lining. Air hustling.
No doubt. Look at that. Air her, oh, Lord. What up, though, Nana? What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on but you?
I'm on my bullshit right now.
You ready to stab somebody, are you?
You're chilling.
Who's this that I'm talking to?
What happened?
Who is this that I'm talking to?
Talking to SD.
One second.
Oh, what up, SD?
Chilling, you know. Going in the wind at it, you know. Trying to stay dry in this rainy condition, that's all.
I don't know, right?
True.
Pretty much, still. Most of the time, no other side.
Yeah, speaking of T.I.
T.I., man. Okay, then hold on. You were saying, niggas is hating on T.I. and shit right now, right?
Yeah.
Nah,
I'm hating on my bro.
Nah, there's no hatred in my blood. I like Tip is cool.
I mean, he's cool, man. I ain't got no problem. I like T.I. It's just that he makes money. I don't feel as though why he gotta be stooping and, you know, like, half these rappers
out
here.
Well, he made a mistake. Like, don't let it help people make mistakes.
He made a mistake. He already had a record. How many mistakes you gotta make?
That nigga living in a trap. Nigga, it's real out there.
It's real.
Yeah, nigga, ain't no joke out there. All them niggas want his head because he's getting money now. You know how hatred go, man.
Yeah,
when you seeing big chips like that.
Yeah, when you gotta do it, you gotta do it. But when you and you don't have to do it, why still do it?
I mean,
I don't understand.
Would have been all gravy if someone.
Well, he probably had a reason to do it.
Hey, who are you scared of? No one's gonna mess with you.
I mean, why I gotta be?
Oh, you never know. You never know.
Why I gotta be done out of fear?
It had to be.
I don't think you do shit like
honestly,
that.
Honestly, tell you, hey, well, you know. Personally, me, if you use a gun, you must knuckle up.
I mean, beef is real in the streets with niggas want his head. It's like, what you going to bring your fist to a gunfight? Like, come on, son, that's like...
Can y'all knuckle up?
I mean, I do what I gotta do, like...
Damn right I can.
I ain't gonna say I'm undefeated, but, you know, I did enough chin checking in my young days.
So they did number chin check.
Got it. You know, I try to keep it peace. I'm not really looking for a scrap nowadays. I'm looking to lay down, chill back, load this weed, and just, you know, try and do something. A shorty in particular. More or less.
What y'all think about Gucci Man?
Gucci Man, I really don't listen to him, so I can't comment, so.
Gucci Mane?
Yeah, he's freaky, guy.
What about your boy Ghostface?
Gucci Mane. That's the guy right there.
You got some new joint called We Celebrated something.
Fight Crazy Banana.
So Nana, what are you doing tonight? You gonna check that movie out?
Am I gonna check a movie out tonight? No. I'm in for the night.
Hey, what's up? Alright. Almost. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you know what, man? If anyone's ever listening, everyone's listening to this show. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I still might have to pick another topic because this topic is pretty much lame.
Yeah, man, let's really good. Let's really make it a
goal. You consider it a crunked up Fridays. I had nothing to talk about, like, but it's technical difficulties, so I really don't care. I mean, we had technical difficulties for 2 hours.
No, it's nothing, though. We breeze through that, man.
Huh?
We breeze through that like easy passes, man.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, boy. This rain shit is whack right now, though. I know that.
A lot of people...
Oh, the rain is good.
Oh, yeah.
Not right now.
She likes the cold. She likes it to be cold. She wants it to be snowing.
Get out in the world. Trying to be laid back on the side.
Why is the rain good, though?
Why is the rain good? You heard my dog.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Because it's good. I like the rain.
All right. Crazy, ain't you?
Excuse me?
You crazy, ain't you?
No. The rain is nice.
All right, I'm down.
Every now and then it's nice to run in the rain, you know.
Run in the rain?
Run in the rain.
Are you from Jersey or Brooklyn?
No, I'm from Brooklyn. Don't get it twisted.
They run in the rain in Brooklyn?
No, but I mean, every now and then it's not that bad.
I mean, I know rats run in the rain. But,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This guy's out of control.
Yeah.
Hold on, is that a new caller?
Nah, it's not a new caller,
nah.
Man. Fall in line,
yeah,
man.
It is. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm just coming in on it, you know. I'm in and out.
I mean. Yo, where you at, man?
Who?
Yo.
I'm at home.
Yeah, the crib.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to work today. Who's that? Nana? Nana? Nana?
Got 8 minutes left. As you can see, I'm just playing songs I downloaded for today. Yeah. Yo, yesterday's show was whamming.
But what you trying to say, that the show is not good? I mean,
nah, this show is popping. All shows.
All shows are popping.
Also, today wasn't popping.
It wasn't. I'll be real. I mean, I'm. Yeah, it wasn't popping as normal.
Nah, you should never say that about the show.
Nah, never say that. You hear
that? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a realist. Just like my Eagles, they suck, and I won't watch football because they suck. I'm a realist.
You gotta stay true to your show.
Gotta stay true to your set, man. Stop playing with me out here, man. You getting heated out here, man. Come on, man. I don't even want to hear that right now. Don't make me roast you for the last 8 minutes.
Oh yeah,
man. Get me heated out here, man. Technical difficulties is where we at and where it's gonna be at. It's always gonna be there. I don't know about that second-rate radio station that's really killing the airways right now, but this is where it's gonna be at. I need to recognize or fucking get rolled over.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hate right there.
I mean, it definitely is,
true,
man. That's why,
it's
that,
no hate. It's
that's why I have him on the show.
It's real talk. It's not hate. You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't a hater, you ain't going to make it.
With a whole bunch of bullshit that's really not popping. No. And they started it. Like, I ain't said nothing about none of them niggas over there. They started it.
Forget them anyway. Are you talking about the sloppy station?
Like niggas do shots at me. So it's like, I'm not the type of nigga that's just hot in the trenches and let grenades be thrown at me. At all.
Talking to, oh, you mean the niggas talking out the side of their necks?
Yeah, like niggas are talking out the side of their neck. Like I wasn't even aware of things, what was going on. Niggas was talking about me, so it's like, come on, you can't talk about me, son, because one, you don't know me. Two, you don't know how I get down. And three, it's like, yo.
Ooh, how you get down? Fight, fight.
I mean, I'm how low. So you over here, fucking trying to bring violence amongst the crew. No violence over here. Like, I'm really not up for fighting, but I'll knuckle check if I have to. But this dog just talking out the side of his neck with the shooter jersey. Like, come on, son, you can't shoot jerseys. I got off my back. I got too many authentics on my back for you to try to shoot those dogs. It's like, you know, keep talking trash, like, you know what I'm saying? I've never heard a female say the kid is ugly, so, you know, I'm going to roll with that, you dig? Straight up.
This is going out to the sloppy station.
Come on, man, turn that shit off, man. We don't dedicate nothing to them but middle fingers, man.
Talking out the side of your neck. Oh, oh, talking out the side of your neck. Oh, oh, talking out the side of your neck. Oh, oh, talking out the side of your neck. Oh, oh.
put that fucking piss in your Dutch and roll up, get high. If you're not a, if you pass it here straight up, and if you're not a motherfucking smoker, fill your motherfucking pimp cup up.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever drink you like drinking on, you dig? And just fall back. If it's raining in your hood, just fall back and sip and get right and smoke and get right.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Niggas got 3 more minutes.
Good looking for all the listeners out there. Nana, it's appreciated, mama.
La Cubanita, wherever you are.
Wherever you at. You've been real low-key today. What's going on with that? I'm really not respecting that right now, but you know, you gotta get back in the mix like Hayes, man. I was popping.
L.E., blessing us at the last minute about the fat bitches.
E, man.
Yo, L.E.
For my son, P.
I'm here, man.
Yo, P.
Yeah, what up?
Huh? Oh, we in the building. We all here, man. The family's here.
6-4.
What's the last words for everybody?
Yo. Family's here, man. What y'all want to do with it? Put it like that.
Last word.
Man, it's like, man, everybody keep your head above this water that's trickling it down above you. You know what I mean? Definitely stay on point from the knocks and the jakes if you trap it. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head right. Keep your, you know what I mean, positive head up. You know, if you got kids, take care of yours. Get your mind right with that. And, you know, shout out to the borough stat
man. Hey, yo, man, shout out to Chocolate from fucking...
Chocolate. What up, Chocolate? We ain't forget.
Shout out to East New York.
East New York.
Up in the building, Nana.
East New York.
And I remember Living Water over there. What happened?
Oh, Living Water holding it down. She bounced, but we still got love for her.
Nana.
And a couple of other guests that was popping in and out listening to the show. Good looking
Nana.
For that.
Oh, yeah, thank you for the ones that are downloading.
Nana, we're not finished with you either. You got to call up tomorrow, too, and hold it down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, I don't know about tomorrow. I ain't working tomorrow.
Yo, Cuba.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there Monday, yo. Check us out Monday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Let's go.
I'm going to close out with the illest nigga alive. Well, actually, the illest nigga dead. I still think he's alive. Everyone, thank you for listening. Tune in Monday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
How loud is your
word? You know the numbers.
You're right, baby.
What's happening? I'm writing because shit is still real fucked up.
Shit is still definitely
pretty much the same way, right around the time when you got elected. Ain't nothing changed. All the promises we made.
L.E. still online. LP still on the line.
Me and my homies wonder what's going on. Holler. What should I lie when I can
traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics now. You were listening to Technical Difficulties, the TV show, JJ the X-Man. Hit us up on MySpace, our official page, MySpace.com/JJ_DA_HATER. That's JJ_The_Hater. We'll get at y'all Monday. Thank you for the beautiful week, the love, and everything. This was Get Crunk Friday. See you Monday for Monday Madness. New and improved with new music and all.
Amongst the praise and the heartless, and young soul grows ready to roll a starship. Aren't you? Leave a nigga flat to scratch. Regardless, I gotta get you. But you can't understand that. What a band rap. Stand back before you get hurt. It's the only thing nigga pay today besides making work. On a mission, listen, must reach my goal with the vision. Run through my decision, I realize the same living. Driven to drop the message, trying to get back to better. Motherfucker, say cops, wait, it ain't getting better. But you keep telling us that it is. While your motherfucker troops keep killing our kids. Thank you.
scapegoats for this capitalistic drug dealing. I'm hypocritical with sympathy. That blind bitch ain't never did shit for me. My history full of casket and scars. My own black nation and war, whole family behind bars. And they wonder why we scarred. 13, looking hard just to have a baby as an adolescent when we scarred. Somewhere in the middle of my mind is a nigga on the track road screaming, let him die. Can't lie, I'm a thug. Drowning in my own blood, looking for the reason that my mama strung out on drugs.
Truth.